You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's time to talk about the Green Bay Packers. Bad news. I don't even want to do the intro. Okay, David Bakhtiari likely tore his ACL in practice today, Thursday, New Year's Eve, like 8 hours before the ball drops, the day after we get Snacks Harrison, 3 days before we have to go play in Chicago versus Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn and every other terrifying defensive player, I mean, in the league outside of Chase Young and Aaron Donald. So that's just fantastic. Here's some good news. The Packers have had to fill in for David Bakhtiari 3 times this year already. Billy Turner was usually the guy to step in at left tackle. Elgton Jenkins took snaps there as well, and so did Rick Wagner, although that was mostly mid-game during the Tampa game. My guess is Billy Turner is your new left tackle, Rick Wagner is your new right tackle for the playoffs, and certainly I expect that to be the case for this Sunday versus the Bears. Long term for the playoffs, you could see Elgton Jenkins moved out to left tackle, or even Yash Nijman, who has not seen a lot of playing time at all this year, but is a tackle that the Packers are pretty high on. Taking a look at the injury report for the Chicago game, Kingsley Keke is in concussion protocol. I expect Snacks Harrison to probably step in and take over for his snaps. We're not sure yet if we'll see Snacks and Kenny Clark on the field at the same time, though, the way Kenny used to play with Mike Daniels. It's possible that they work Snacks in more as a rotational guy to spell Kenny. Kevin King continues to be limited in practice with a groin injury. Alan Lazard has not yet fully recovered from his core and wrist injury. He continues to be limited in practice week after week. They're still working in Jay Sternberger and Will Redmond. Rick Wagner was upgraded from did not participate to limited participation. This is good news. This is a guy we cannot afford to lose. EQ and Zadarius both limited. And of course, Bakhtiari was listed as limited with a knee injury. We now know that's a bit misleading. Over on the Bears side, they have quite a few more did not participate than we do. Safety Deion Bush, cornerbacks Jalen Johnson and Buster Skrine, and wide receiver Allen Robinson. Robinson is trending in the wrong direction. He was full participation in Wednesday's practice, did not participate Thursday. Buster Skrine probably can't play because he appears to be working through concussion protocol. Akeem Hicks, unfortunately, is trending in the right direction, did not participate on Wednesday. That was an illness. Full participant on Thursday. Khalil Mack, downgraded from Wednesday to Thursday to limited, appears to have a shoulder injury. I expect him to play. 3 more guys downgraded from full to limited. That would be Cole Kmet, tight end, Charles Leno, left tackle, and Demetrius Harris, tight end. In fact, if you took out the David Bakhtiari injury, you could actually say that the Bears are in worse shape than the Packers are. A couple more news and notes. Snacks Harrison did practice for the Packers today. He is wearing number 98. If you're curious, as I was, the Packers do not have a 99 player. Preston Smith is 91, Dean Lowry 94, Tyler Lancaster 95, Kingsley Keke 96, Kenny Clark 97, and now Damon Snacks Harrison 98. But speaking of 99, after his performance against the Tennessee Titans on Sunday, Devontae Adams finally joined the exclusive 99 club in Madden. Aaron Rodgers got to be the one to present the news and a gold and diamond studded necklace to Devontae.
You know, that necklace, I think, is the same color as a jacket you might be wearing here in about a decade or so. So just, I hope you like that color because it looks good on you.
Appreciate it, man. That's love.
Now, to make room for Snacks Harrison, a player had to be released from the Packers 53. Not surprisingly, that turned out to be defensive lineman Anthony Rush, who was a healthy scratch for the last 2 weeks. Unfortunately, This is actually the second time this year that Anthony Rush has been cut by a team in order to make room for Snacks Harrison. Before coming to Green Bay, he was cut by the Seattle Seahawks.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Green Bay also brought in quite a few free agents to work out this week. Let's start with wide receiver Derek Dillon, a 2020 undrafted free agent who spent time on the Giants practice squad and never cracked a roster. Tight end Jordan Jones, a 2020 undrafted free agent from Prairie View, who actually was signed by the Packers along with quarterback Jalen Morton after the draft. Neither player cracked the 53, and they were both cut. Safety Godwin Igwebuike, really hard name to say, from Northwestern, was an undrafted free agent in 2018 for Tampa Bay. He also played for San Francisco and then spent time with the Seattle Dragons of the XFL before the league folded due to COVID. One of the bigger names to work out for them was defensive tackle P.J. Johnson, a 2019 seventh-round pick by Detroit, who never actually made the 53-man roster. He did spend time on the Chargers, Seahawks, and Cardinals practice squad. But the most interesting player here would be linebacker Corey Thompson, a 2018 undrafted free agent who spent all of 2018 and most of 2019 with the Buffalo Bills. He had 21 combined tackles, 12 solo tackles, and one forced fumble. He played 6 games in 2018 and 12 games in 2019. Clearly the player most likely to get signed out of anybody. No kickers or punters worked out this week because, of course, the Packers do have a kicker and punter stashed away on the practice squad in case of emergency during the playoffs. A couple tidbits from Matt LaFleur. First of all, regarding running back A.J. Dillon in the Titans game, LaFleur said Dillon has gotten much better in pass protection, which is a big reason why he finally is on the field. And went on to say, there were times when I was calling for him some more, and Ben Sermons, the running back coach, said he needed a breather. Hopefully LaFleur continues to use him heavily in this Sunday game and in the playoffs. He was asked today if Snacks Harrison could play this Sunday, and also if he had been watching Harrison's tape.
Our coaches on the defensive side, Pat, Jerry Montgomery, they looked at it. Obviously, Goody was all over it in our scouting department. And, you know, that's a big-time pickup for us, especially this late in the season. That doesn't happen very often.
Matt, do you know when he can be in the building? Have you guys figured that out yet?
He is actually in the building right now.
So can he practice with you right now, and could he play on Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely. He'll be at practice today. Potentially be suiting up Sunday. We'll see how the week goes. You know, I think that's always hard to ask somebody, but then again, you know, you're dealing with a true pro, a vet that's, you know, been around and seen a lot. And how fast can we get him acclimated to what we're trying to do and what we're asking him to do? But like I said, we're just really happy to have him in the building.
So there you have it. Pouring one out for Dave tonight, but next man up, it's time for Billy Turner or whoever is the new left tackle to step up and do the job well. I still have confidence in the Packers in the playoffs. That does it for today. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to Packernet.com and join the Packernet Podcast Facebook group. Go to packdraft.com/newsletter to sign up for our free weekly e-newsletter. Follow me on Twitter at JJ Leahy, LAHEY, to keep up with all the breaking news. This has been the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update.